Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grease Ducks Wrestle Harmlessly. That's from John Drangus on YouTube. Support this show. Join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. Doug plugs. Tonight here in Los Angeles, I'm taping Doug Loves Movies at 9:30 p.m. at the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue. And then I'm doing Doug Loves Movies again this Saturday in San Francisco at the Punchline at 4:20. Great spot for comedy and a great spot to go outside after the show and smoke. And then I'll be at the Traverse City, Michigan Film Festival August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, doing all kinds of shows, Doug Loves Movies, A Movie Interruption of Teen Wolf. For all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. My chair! Houston, we have a problem. Blast off. Hey, we're in the basement. Welcome. And we've got an old bee and a new bee. It's Carlisle Forrester and Carmen Morales.
Hello. Hi, thanks for
Carmen, me. First time on the show. Thank you for being here.
Long time listener, first time smoker.
Oh, wait, you've never smoked before?
Well, not here, not in this. Oh, I've been smoking since I was 14, but this
yeah,
is
good,
here.
Cause that's, yeah, good, because we need that.
It's your first time to smoke with a purpose, as we were saying.
Yeah, yeah, I've never had to smoke for work before, so this is great.
This is required.
Writing marijuana off as a business expense.
We were vaping it up a great deal on Josh Wolf's show, Chaos... What's it called?
Chaos with Josh Wolf, I think?
No.
Comedy?
Controlled Chaos.
Controlled Chaos.
Controlled.
I don't know, I was very high for it, as you remember.
Yeah, yeah. So we were smoking during that. That's where I got the brilliant idea to ask you to come on this show.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
And it's great having you here. And Carlisle, of course, this is her second time on the show.
That's right.
She knows what's up. Likes to get really high.
That's what they said in the comments last time. They were like,
on the show.
Look at that girl. She just keeps going for it.
Look at that
That's
girl.
That's me.
Who are you on with? You're on with
Matt Besser.
Matt Besser. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they definitely met you when they said that. They'd only call him a girl if he wasn't going for it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you pussy. Girly man. But, we'll be smoking any minute now. I wait for the alarm to go off, just, you know, as a traditional kind of thing. But we've got a sativa in all of the pipes called Lamb's Breath.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never had that one. That sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I as a name, it doesn't... I don't really like dragging in, you know, an animal that's not involved in any way. And also, isn't lamb's bread like
that,
kind
that
of a religious expression?
Yeah, yeah. But that you don't like that about it?
Well, I don't know why you name any strain after an animal. You're not smoking that animal.
That's true.
Also, it's a farm animal. It doesn't smell good.
Right, yeah. Oh, lamb.
It's really good with mint.
Lamb fur.
Lamb's breath is like a gentle high, maybe? Is that what they're trying to say? Like it's going to put you to sleep like a... lamb.
I mean, that's not good for a sativa, then, if it's like you're going to sleep like a lamb.
Yeah, right?
Little baby lamb.
Somebody told me it was a Bob Marley thing. Mm. Yeah, but that person who told me, no longer in my life.
I understand why.
Did I say the name of the indica? Nope. See, this sounds more fun. Purple honey.
Yeah.
See, that sounds like a sativa. Whale's bread sounds like an indica.
That sounds like a coffee you pay too much money for. A purple honey. That sounds
way
like a very
too much.
Artisanal. Yeah.
Or a girl you pay too much for.
Okay, so we should smoke, because it is 20 minutes after the hour somewhere.
Yes.
And, 20 somewhere.
I mean, it's 20 minutes after the hour everywhere at 420 somewhere. So go ahead and pick up any one of these things. They've all been loaded by our
Since
friend
you're the
Taylor.
Virgin.
With,
I think I'm going to go bowling.
Except for that, of course. No, he did load it. Damn! Damn, Taylor! Because you got to pack that thing tight if you're going to put it back on its side like that. I just assumed it was empty.
Nice.
But here
well, that's
you go.
How good the weed is. It's stuck to the side.
The Lebowski is an excellent choice, ma'am.
Thank you.
I think, do you remember this crazy, weird eye pipe? It's got an interesting texture.
Okay.
And then we're also introducing to the table today, we might as well change the show to Getting Duck with High. This is called Quack, and it's from our friends at Peacemaker. Sent me a couple of these little beauties.
And oh, I love the rubber ones, because then they don't break.
Exactly. I mean, this thing is just up for anything, including being in your bathtub or pool.
That's what I was just thinking. You could smoke at the jacuzzi.
He just floats over. Hey, dude, what's up?
That's so dope. Like,
what a
I'm
good
gonna
idea.
I'm going to suck some weed out of your mouth while putting my finger on your butthole.
The whole placements on a lot of things are very are very on purpose. Yeah, I don't... It's funny. Yeah, you are straight up making out with a duck.
You literally squeeze it. It comes out the...
I know it's wasteful to do this, but that looks great. Oh, this fucker can blow smoke rings better than me.
Wow, that's
God damn it, that's a perfect smoke ring, you fuck!
That's pretty rad.
So mad at my duck. I mean, this is the best.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
We could clear the table and just
perfect
spend
circles.
An hour with this fella.
I'm surprised there's not like a stoner ASMR of just that video of a duck blowing smoke
Let's
rings.
Again.
Yeah, I mean, if the Peacemaker people have it, if that's not their ad for this thing, they're out of their minds, because that's perfect, just watching this thing blow out rigs.
I like that.
God damn you.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
Does it come in a swan, Peacemaker?
You make that fun. What?
Does it come in a swan, Peacemaker?
I believe if this catches on, they will make all sorts of things. But it's just such a perfect starting place, because it's such a traditional item, rubber ducky. And to just be able to have it in the bath.
The next one, they're going to have the one with the little horns. Remember, they used to sell those at Hot Topic? A rubber ducky with horns, like a goth rubber ducky.
Because that's what Hot Topic?
Hot Topic. But Hot Topic sounds way better. Why doesn't that place exist? Oh, is that not a dispensary already?
Do you smoke in the bath, Doug? I just picture you smoking everywhere.
That's going to be the fun part, is taking this on the road.
Right?
Because I got a dumb bathtub here in Los Angeles, but out on the road, I like to get a nice big tub.
Nice jacuzzi.
And then you put this thing in there. Holy shit. I don't know why. I was going to say fucker, and I decided to clean up my language. This duck bong.
We're so glad you did.
We're in the presence of children.
Show.
That's why.
It does. It is bad in that sense, I guess, that it's like, Joe the Camel for the cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Like, it is kind of a bad idea to be, like, making pot and weed smoking this cute. But again, you are sucking it out of his face while fingering him.
Yeah, finger his butthole for
it's
the carb.
It's going to be huge in Japan. They love dirty, cute things.
I also keep thinking of that floating Donald Trump that you see, the Donald Trump balloon that shows up once in a while. I think that they should make a Trump head out of this and
get the kiss Donald Trump.
Although you'd have to look at him, which I guess isn't fun. But I just think the idea of smoking out of him, I bet, would make him very unhappy. Although maybe it wouldn't, because he likes anything.
He's like
that's
an egomaniac.
About him.
Yeah. There's no way. He's like,
you know,
name
buildings
that.
After me, smoke out of my face.
Yeah, he still retweeted the picture, like, of the statue of him with a micro penis. Like, he's taken any press.
Oh, he loved that.
He's taken any press.
Yeah.
Wait, he liked that?
He retweeted it. Of course, like a cunty thing to say, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah, it's any press is good press for that guy.
All right, what's your high history, Carmen Morales? When was the first time?
History.
I heard you were 14.
I was 14.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Here's what was fucked up is I was introduced to pot and cigarettes at the same time. And obviously, marijuana won.
Thank God.
Because I was smoking pot with a kid named Spike, who looked exactly like you would imagine. And he had a tongue ring, 16. I mean, he was a badass, you know. Probably is a skinhead now. Definitely regrettable hanging out with him now.
Okay. You know?
And I was performing in a play, and it was after school, and it was like him and like two other bad kids, you know, bad kids. Mm-hmm. And they gave me pot for the first time, and then I smoked it and had to go do rehearsal, like ripped out of my mind.
Did
like
they had a
joint. Did you have lines that you were supposed to have learned?
Yeah, it was a whole play. The whole play was an hour long, and it was just two people, and I was one of the people.
But did they teach you, or did they just give you the pot and send you on your way?
No, it was a bong, a joint.
You started with a bong.
Bong, joint.
That's heavy.
And a blunt all at the same time, in the same circle with four kids.
You knocked out all of it.
And I got a shotgun
time.
The very first time. Like, they put Jesus. It all in one fucking session.
Wait, when a I shotgun smoking, like somebody else blowing it into your mouth?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, Spike
you
was
really,
a player.
You really yeah. grew up that day.
I did. I left that pot circle 25. Crammed a lot of experience that one sesh.
All right, well, this is a weird follow-up question, but these are the things I think about. You're in a high school play?
Yeah.
With only two people in it?
Mm-hmm. What's the play?
What do the rest of the kids that like to be in plays do while that production was going on? Sit around going, well, good for Carmen and that other guy. Oh, it was in repertory with other
yes.
plays?
Yes, yes. This okay. was a show we were putting on for like a competition type of deal.
Okay, now it's all making more sense. I mean, I remember in my high school they did one play that only had four people in it, and I was one of the four, so I was okay with it.
Of course.
But that is messed up. Also, in the case of our school, there were not many people auditioned anyway, so mm-hmm. it worked out okay. But usually high school shows are ones where, like, there's a million characters.
Yeah.
So that everybody's got something to do.
I was in one of those, too. That was way easier. I should have went to all those rehearsals high because I only had, like, two lines. It was great.
Would
Did
anyone
you have to
care?
Sing? Was it a musical? Was it a musical, too?
Oh, no. Yeah. I was, for some reason, that was like the line for me. I was like, musical theater? No, I'm doing the regular plays. Like, it's such a weird, cunty line to take. I'm still a nerd, you know?
Are you still acting? You're thespian?
I do. I'll do it, yeah.
You'll do
She'll
it?
She'll do it. Somebody makes her do it, she will.
Yeah.
Just like a shotgun at 14.
Pretty
She's
much.
Up for anything.
Yeah, it was.
Well, who wants to try a little bird?
You want to hit the bird?
Yeah, you want to give this thing a whirl?
You should give the bird a sound effect.
Oh,
and then every
God.
Time somebody hits the bird, the sound effect happens.
I mean...
I'm just saying.
He's on it already.
From your
I'm
mouth
producing.
To Doug's ears.
Let's see if this little bird hits.
Yeah, we already have all these noises
That's so
that
crazy.
Have to happen during the show. Let's. What do you want? You want an indica in there?
Oh, Jesus.
No, we'll give you a sativa.
We need sativa.
Yeah, we'll sativa it.
Do they know it's the middle of the day? Like, we have to leave here at some point.
We do have to leave here at some point, unfortunately.
Does anybody ever think about what happens after the show?
We do give you a ride home.
No, I appreciate
Uber
it. No,
does,
no, that's,
you know?
That's
and then,
if you gave me a ride home, I feel like that'd be worse.
Oh, I'm a great stone driver.
Are you really?
Yeah, I think most are.
Well, yeah,
I don't think,
like
I don't think
slower.
Weed it hampers driving or video game playing.
All right.
You know, maybe cutting vegetables.
What's the one thing about pot that you don't like? Is there anything you don't like about being high? Like, if there was like a flaw in it, without for it to not be perfect.
Oh, that is a great question.
Because, like, for me, it's like the only time I don't like being high is when I'm in a rush and then I get high or I am high and forget that I'm rushing.
Yeah.
And then I have, like, a moment of, like, a great time in my head and then I'm like, fuck, I'm late.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still late. That has not changed. That's the only time I ever get annoyed. Like, I don't mind the memory loss or the, you know, not caring about things. I can navigate that. But
yeah.
Forgetting I'm in a rush in the middle of being in a rush is annoying as fuck.
I still feel equally empathetic when I'm high. I don't feel like it makes me not care. Or you mean just not worrying about accomplishing anything.
Mm-hmm. You give yourself a pass, you know?
Yeah. I feel like you should get high into whatever you're wanting to accomplish or not accomplish. Like, if you want to have a lazy day, get high and do it.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a busy day, start doing the stuff. Make sure it's stuff you have to get done. Mm-hmm. And then go ahead and get high.
But do you ever?
Because I'm good at following through when I'm high, but it's making the choice of which way to go.
That makes a lot of sense.
That I can't do when I'm high.
If
that
makes a lot of sense. If you reward yourself with bowls along the way, then you can do that and be productive.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, have the bowl away from the workspace and make yourself go back and forth between the two.
Yeah,
that's very helpful. It's the starting the thing, because that's the thing that happens when you get high. You can't start a thing.
Start it first.
You can do the whole process.
You get high and your day is fucked because you can't decide if you want to be lazy or do something.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, just creates a laziness, but it's not a fun laziness. You're not just watching TV
or relaxing.
You're sitting trying to decide which thing to do. And you take so long to decide that fucks up. Like you said, you end up being late, or like, you have, oh no, I can't see that movie because I sat around wondering if I should go see that movie or not.
That's why the Netflix menu is my favorite show, I think, because that's what I watch the most. It must be.
They're bragging about how many people are watching whatever that latest movie was that did well.
Yeah,
Sandler movie.
Yeah.
No, more. Everyone's most watched is just looking through the thing.
Yes.
That's everyone's most watched program.
I think they should add that screen time to their algorithm. Yeah. They always want to know how long we're watching into
things. This is how long people are looking for
stuff.
But
this is how long people are looking for shit. And these kind of images make these people look at this shit more. Like,
I'm waiting for them to figure out that they can stick ads in between those things and we'd be forced to at least glance at them. But I guess as long as they're charging us, they can't do that.
Oh, you're going to switch genres? Well, you have to hear from Colgate. Can you pass me the bong, please? I want to trade you a duck for a bong.
Of course, yeah. We haven't. It's not even loaded. We haven't. Because I usually hit that thing. So that's what they were talking about in the comments the last time you were on.
I kept going to this. Because it's a soft bong.
It's a really nice one.
It molds the face.
I really enjoy it. It's another peacemaker. It's the same material as our duck friend. Which also, should we do a contest to decide the duck's name? Like, people submit names for the duck? And
hell yeah.
And then I'll have people vote on Twitter or something.
I appreciate that you listen to your people.
We'll have a duck's name.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a great name for it right now, like I just thought of the perfect name for it, then I would probably just christen it that.
Yeah.
But since I don't have one, might as well see what ideas are out there. I mean, it's called Quack on the packaging when you buy it.
Look at, but I think we could. It looks kind of
like. I love
like,
that fella.
With the leaf on the eye, it kind of looks like there's somebody in there operating it. Like, remember when Ace Ventura was inside the rhinoceros operating it? Like, I feel like there's like a little dude in the head of that duck right there.
All right, we'll be back to discuss more of the film work of Mr. Jim Carrey.
Love that.
Especially the films where he falls out of a fake rhinoceros' ass. Rhinoceros. With Carlisle and Carmen. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey everybody, have you heard about our new show Doing Doug with Dabs? It's me, Alicia, and Taylor hanging out and doing dabs after tapings of some of the regular shows. Sometimes we'll invite a guest, sometimes it'll just be us. The show drops a couple times a month and is exclusive to members of our 420 Club on Patreon. Want to unwind with us after getting Doug with high? Head over to patreon.com/gettingdug and sign up today. It supports this show, and in return, we'll send you a signed blue card, read your name during one of the shows, and you'll get early access to our pre-taped episodes. Pretty great! Check out patreon.com/gettingdug to join today. Well, hello there. So nice of you to still be with us. We're having a lovely session today, and we're joined with
Alicia.
We're also joined by Alicia. I don't know if this is a different chair, I guess, but these armrests are so high. I feel so proper in this.
I think that's our usual chair.
And
but
the sides are just up?
We just got the arms wow. up, right, Taylor?
I don't think so. I think it's a different chair.
That's a different chair?
I think so.
It what? Feels different. Like, the back's totally
the,
different.
Where did the that. Other one go? It's right there?
Oh, we grabbed the wrong chair. No, I love
it
this.
Does
I'm
have,
not
like,
competing.
An electric
I just
chair.
Feel...
It's like that's an electric chair height. Like,
yeah, I don't like it.
Like, you're going to die.
I don't like
you're
it.
You're such a tiny girl in it.
I don't know. I feel like it's so spacious.
Well,
I
just
feel,
for like, this show.
Yes. There now you look go. Like Avril Lavigne. There she always go. Looks so uncomfortable in every picture she's ever
I'm
said.
I'm really comfortable, though. Did I look uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
damn
like
it.
She did you grow up in a
you
tree house?
Look like you always have a lot of thoughts about skater boys.
And she's just sitting uncomfortably.
All right, so Taylor, let's have you try that one in this show, too, and see how you feel about it.
I think I'm over it. It was really fun for, like, the first minute, but now I'm like, all right. I don't know what to do with my arms today.
Yeah, well, I guess you have to just put them on those things, because they are just there.
Or ignore them.
Yeah.
They don't need to be in your life.
Really, it would be cool if this could shock you, like it had the option. We could interrogate people, because mm-hmm. it really does have that feel, now that you bring that up.
Not
what's
like
going
really...
on in the weed universe, Captain Kirk?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Lowell. I want to start with them, because they're such good friends of the show and friends of pretty much all smokers at this point. They are opening a weed, like, cafe restaurant deal here in, well, here in West Hollywood.
Oh,
so
yeah,
this is going to be the first, like, actual licensed restaurant that can sell food with... I hate this. With THC and with CBD in it. They also, this is my favorite part, they actually have, like, what's technically an outdoor, like, an open ceiling smoking space. So you get the fresh air.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. This is the first one in the country. Portland does have, like, a cafe where I think you can eat, but you have to bring your own weed. So that's the only difference there.
So here you can buy it, you can eat it. It's
yeah,
in the butter.
They have a full chef like who's Amsterdam. Making a full menu. There's smoothies and tea that's and coffee. Amazing. Just no alcohol is their only. They're just
oh,
not,
I like
not
that,
allowed
actually.
To have alcohol and weed together.
I don't drink.
Why
love
is that?
That?
Why don't
for some reason,
you don't
just
want the pot
liability
mixing
of...
with the drunks, okay, Carmen? It's a bad, it's bad.
Do you remember
news.
That Disney movie where you had to be a skier or a snowboarder and you can't be? Johnny Tsunami. Oh my god, I haven't even thought about that movie
pull.
In 15 years. I love that.
Yeah,
movie.
I haven't thought about it ever. This is the first time hearing of it,
okay,
but I'm pretty intrigued.
Movies,
pretty intrigued.
But it's great. Disney has some good shit. That one where that kid turns into a merman when he gets wet was my favorite. The 16th year. The 13th year. I know these movies. I don't know what any of them are called anymore. Oh, so this little restaurant. I mean, I guess it's worth mentioning. It has obviously gotten a little opposition from nearby businesses and buildings because they're very concerned about the smoke smell, especially with the open area. So there's actually a synagogue 300 feet from the location,
perfect.
And the rabbi has not been too happy. But, I mean, he lost. They got the permit, and they're going to be
I
opening
say give
soon.
Him some lamb's
when,
bread.
When soon. By the way, my birthday party will be there. I'm just kidding.
Doesn't it sound like a
great
fun
idea,
spot?
Though?
Oh, that's
like
a good idea, bread. Yeah. Just your alcoholic friends.
You have to
imagine.
Have
I imagine everybody complaining is all an old lady neighbor. You know what I mean? Like, it's
I don't want that fucking pot smoke wafting into my yard. I don't want that shit. Get these fucking potheads out of here.
It's just still think like there's some truth to like Reefer Madness. Like, she just can't take it. She's like, I don't want these dopers running around where I walk my dog. I don't want these fucking friends. You know what they do?
I don't believe anyone that says they dislike the smell. I find it to be a smell that's hard to, like, that's like saying I don't like the smell of, you know, the grass in the ground.
I can't agree with you, though, because as somebody who smokes weed a lot, like, I still don't like just randomly smelling it on other people. Or, like, even smelling it on myself if I'm not actively smoking. Like, if I get into an Uber and I realize I still smell like it, I don't know, I don't like it.
Yeah, but it's not a bad smell, is what I'm saying. It's not
it's
like skunk.
It's definitely
smell
better than
poo.
Cigarettes.
I feel like I can really lean into you more today. Like, I could really tell you off. This is a whole different experience.
Yeah, apparently.
So I was going to talk about this later, but it seems relevant now. If you want a cool birthday idea, Comic-Con was this last weekend. Doug was there. I was there. And we were tipped off to these two buses that were just parked downtown, like these really big buses. You know, they have like the four seats facing each other with the seats in the middle, like all lined down them. And so one of them, you could get on and they would take you to this brand new dispensary that opened in Pacific Beach and you could smoke there and back legally. They have all the permits That's and everything. Wow. And the other bus was just staying parked and you could just get on it. They would dab you out. They'd give you pre-rolls. They had like the original Jack Harrer, like just were handing out grams to anyone that wanted to get on and do
That's
this. And I was
sick.
Like, this is the best addition to Comic-Con I could even imagine.
Wow.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that bus.
And,
and I got...
those dabs, they were mango flavored.
Yeah. Mango flavored.
Yeah, like I slept mango well during Comic-Con, I'll tell you. I slept very well.
So this
Did
is
you
a,
dress up as Wonder Woman?
I didn't dress up as anything. Because,
I think
you
could do a good Superman
curl. If I walk
curl,
around,
though.
People will take pictures with me like I'm dressed up like somebody. So it doesn't... Feels like...
You're in your Doug Benson
Feels
costume.
Like bananas on bananas.
How many boobs did you sign?
None this time.
Come on.
Yeah, no. No, it's still, you know, it's, things are changing.
I
just don't, I used to get asked to sign boobs a lot, but I don't get asked as much anymore. I don't know what's different, but people don't ask me. And it's always been on them. It's never been my idea.
Okay, so the message is out. Doug is ready.
Ladies! Ladies!
Put it to use.
No, I always have a Sharpie, just in case. Just in case there's a boob that's too blank.
Wait, I have my emergency Sharpie.
But no, but people ask me to sign bongs a lot and pipes my one hitter or my dugout. So people are always handing me random
lots
things.
Lots of rolling trays, I'm sure.
And rolling trays, lots of random things they want me to sign, and and they'll hand me like a Bic or a golf pencil or something. So I always now carry a Sharpie. I'm always ready to sign anything at
What's
any time.
What's the weirdest thing you had to sign?
Oh my God!
It's, had to sign.
Sign
this. Doug.
Sign.
Weird's not the right word for it because it's just a sad thing that anyone.
Oh no.
yeah, colostomy bag.
A colostomy. Yeah, that's funny. That's hilarious. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. It was funny but sad at the same time.
That's hilarious for that person to ask. Okay, don't make fun of me. I'd really, is it piss or shit? What's the colostomy?
It's shit.
Which one is that?
It's
oh.
Your butt. Was it clean or was it, was it an empty one?
It was an empty one, yeah. But her thing was she had a lot of comics sign it.
And her intent was to fill it at some point.
And I could even be mixing stories, which is, terrible.
So
but.
She only got comedian. She doesn't like to sign it. And then she's just, yeah, shit.
Take this, Anthony.
You're all shit in the brain. She's just yelling at it.
I think she also got all those signatures as tattoos on her body, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
So just her body looks like the
this
walls of the comedy store?
This hardcore.
Yeah. I love the idea of her taking that to her tattoo artist.
What's
to,
her
like,
name?
Get
Mitzi, by
that.
The way?
You know you can only get past the store if your signature looks like everyone else's.
Is that why all those comics take all those handwriting classes? You gotta get it
That's
right.
why they're there. That's why they're so
right.
full.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I do just want to mention, so that the bus company, they're called MJ Tours. I think all their socials are MJ.Tours, and you can rent them out. I think they do weed and wine tours, but also I think one of the coolest things that they do is they will go to assisted living facilities. They will pick up the elderly who want to go to a dispensary.
And smoke them out?
They'll smoke them out
That's
on the bus.
Rad.
They'll show
I
them how to do
this.
All their stuff. They drive them back afterward. Like, what
That's
an awesome
amazing.
System. I think it's sweet, so...
Everyone who worked on this bus was so nice, so friendly. There was people from Jack Herrera, which is a company named after the pretty much the godfather of marijuana legalization. And
a pretty great strain.
And then they got these people from MJ Tours, and then
the new PV dispensary.
As I understand it, that dispensary's they're very nice there.
It's just a sweet spot.
But they'll just the MJ Tours will take people from spot A to spot B. It doesn't have to be that dispensary or that event. Like they also did Pride Weekend in San Diego, and took people to a different dispensary that weekend. Like each time they work out a deal with another dispensary. I mean, it's genius so cool. business that they're all working together to let people get high legally. And the idea of just being on a bus with people getting high on the way to the dispensary is heaven
to me. But legally, too. I mean, cops, it was so funny. They would walk by, and, like, we'd look out the windows, and the first time I saw two cops walk by, I got a little nervous, because in my head, I'm like, I don't know, like, that this is actually legal. But they just kind of, like, stopped, and, like, it seemed like one made a joke, because they just kind of looked and laughed and, like, went on their way. I mean, they went over it all. They have their full permits. Like, this is a legit business.
They had a nice giggle over it.
It's awesome.
They're just like, fucking hippies. It's just like, whatever, man. You know, as long as everybody's happy. Like, they seemed in a good mood about
Think
it.
About
you know?
It, though.
They didn't
you're,
seem
like,
mad.
Old and you're in a nursing
Plus, why
home?
Are you shitting on hippies? They're all, like, rich now.
Absolutely.
Like, all those
especially
hippies
if you
are
could be on that
rich.
Instead of all these bullshit medications that probably have way worse side effects.
Yeah. I'd be bored as hell. It'd be nice to have a little field trip, you know?
Oh, my God. Bingo high? Are you kidding me?
I want to sneak edibles into my grandmother.
Bingo night would be lit in a nursing home if they were all high.
Wait, you'd have to sneak them in? Or you mean you just want to bring her some?
I just want to like bring her some, but she's in a different state where they don't have that yet. But I feel like she's just sitting there all day. That's so boring. So next time I go,
well, you'll
home,
go visit
like,
sometime, right?
I'll be like, hey, you want a cough drop, Nana?
Because you can bring a shit ton of it from LAX.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you know they're cool with it when they put out a press release. Like, look, we don't give a shit about your stupid little pot pens.
Nobody believes me though. Dude, nobody believes me. I mean, when I tell them, everyone's like, no, it's still, you can't do that. It's like, no, they said up to an ounce. And I keep them
it's
to their word.
Website.
I bring a goddamn ounce every time. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting around all night packing and weighing.
They use an old school scale, too, so it takes forever.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, it's a scale you normally use for justice.
It's your lucky scale.
Any other pot topics?
So many. I mean, we only did one, technically.
Well, it never hurts to save some for our after show.
Well, don't worry about that. We have plenty.
Doing Doug with Dabs.
Ready.
Go ahead.
So I love this story because it's really just bizarre. Texas recently legalized hemp. So this means that you can have the hemp flower on you at any time.
You can wear the necklaces.
You can build houses, whatever you want. The problem here is that because it looks so much like your standard cannabis that's going to actually have THC in it, police can't really just visually tell the difference. And so a lot of people are kind of taking this to mean that it's been decriminalized because it costs at least $600 for these police to test it. I mean, at that point, they don't want to spend the time. They don't want to spend the money. And so since this has happened, they've already thrown out a lot of cases against people. And so they're going back and forth. Lawmakers are saying that, you know, this is not legalizing. This is not any kind of gateway to weed, but kind of is.
Right.
Yeah, well, any way we can get there, I like it, you know? Like, that's what's crazy to me about, I'm under the impression when I drive, go around the country that, you know, there's signs, you know, on freeways that say, that just remind everybody, hey, we've legalized weed here, but you can't drive high. I see those signs all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing in the news people being high, getting arrested or hurting anybody else or having any problems behind the wheel. That's why I said
earlier. Well, all studies
earlier,
are indicating that.
Early, that's what I was saying earlier is I just feel like there's a focus to driving when you're high. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to get if your kids are screaming in the back seat, I don't care if you're high or not, you're going to get distracted by that more than just being in a car by yourself high.
Right.
You know, or texting or drunk or all those things fall way behind being high. Being high is almost like just being on whatever antidepressant medication you might want to be on.
Yeah.
You're fine with people driving like that.
Yeah.
So why not high?
Why
anyway,
not?
Sorry.
And also like high on like fucking Xanax and stuff like that. Like that's
people
way worse.
Are fucked up
way
on
worse.
A million different things.
That's what I'm saying.
There's
like,
a lot of jittery, extra angry drivers because of all the caffeine and sugar in people's systems.
Yep.
It's all, everybody's fucked up.
But the, Doug Benson for governor. But see, the high he's ones, pass it.
The high people are just, that's what I'm saying, though, is that they're slipping under the radar here because it's not a big story that in all these states that have legalized that people are getting high and crashing into people.
There's no evidence.
It's also funny to buy a billboard to be like, hey, like, we're one of the cool states. Like, you know what I
just
mean?
Just so
like,
you know.
To advertise, hey,
oh, and
they're
rhymes
way.
Sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
That's bad.
Yeah, you know, and buzz driving is drunk driving. Yeah. It's just like, no, okay. Having a nice life, you know, being, like, you know, I mean, that's almost like saying don't smoke a cigar and drive, you know, because that you get a head thing from doing that. All right. we got to go to another break. Thank you, Alicia.
Thanks.
We'll be right back after these words. Hey, we're back with comedians Carmen Morales, Carlisle Forrester, and Taylor Rizzo, the Dab King of North America.
All of North America. Yeah. I'm really coming up in the world.
Yeah, well, I decided North America the last time you dabbed me out, and, you know, just haven't been able to get it past that, but I'm working on it. Yeah, you got all of North America at this point.
Central and, America.
Super
this
proud
is why
of you.
I wanted to come back, by the way. This thing is amazing, and I was telling her about it in the green room. I'm very excited.
Yeah, yeah
there's
she's
no,
really
there's
yeah,
no into blow torch
she's
nothing,
into
huh?
the
no, just a
Dr. Dabber's Boop. Switch.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
the blowtorch freaked me out.
It's a good setup.
I don't like the blowtorch.
It's no bueno.
I'll do it up front.
That's a lot of people's gripe with dabs. A lot of people are scared by the torch. So this just really
no, I'm not a pastry chef.
Makes it a
why should I own a fucking blowtorch? I'm not a welder.
Well,
green means go.
Those are the three people that need them. I mean, I think a little blowtorch on a keychain is probably not a bad idea for anyone alone at night.
Need a little creme brulee.
If you're, yeah,
yeah
but also
mace.
Just for security. Can
just
you
torch
imagine
him.
Torching somebody? God damn.
I could imagine it. I could imagine it.
That would
it.
Make someone leave you alone quick.
It always makes me think of those stuntmen from the movies in the 80s where there's always a guy running on fire.
Yeah.
He's always running like this.
Yeah, never just fucking roll around on the ground.
Back in the days before it was CGI and that really was a guy on fire.
Yeah. Like, that's so stupid when you're on fire. You just totally, you start thinking about other things. You don't know what to do. You start remembering old phone numbers.
Oh, shit.
Gary Busey, that's what I was thinking of. Gary
it'll go
Busey.
Red when it's heating up, but when it's green, it's good
cliff
to hit.
Diving.
Just hit normally.
Oh, here we go.
Bye, guys. Bye. Bye.
See you later.
It's Carlisle's first dab.
This is to hold her over till the next
of
time
this,
she comes
of
on.
This show. Of this episode.
Killed it. Like a pro.
Yeah. I'm going to be in a cloud blowing competition next month. If you guys, I'm going to plug that now, Doug. My vape cloud. Just kidding.
I was going to say, I really hope that's
I
real.
I was so excited to look down at this card and see. All I got is podcasts, a bunch of road dates. No, sir, I don't like it podcast.
That's mine.
Oh, that's yours.
That's me.
Well, shit, maybe Carlisle does have the bubble thing.
No.
The bubble thing. Oh, all right, so let's back up. Carmen Morales has a podcast.
Hello.
No, sir, I don't like it. I was talking so fast, Carla, I didn't even have a chance to say, I have a podcast called that? But Carmen's going to be at the Miami Improv August 7th. Ooh! I'm going to be there like a few days later. I think
oh,
I'm
real?
There on the 10th. Yeah.
I'll still be in Florida if you want to party.
All right. West Palm Beach Improv August 8th and Ontario Improv August 13th. Yeah, I think I'm doing Douglas Movies in Miami on the 10th of August.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I'll ask you. I'll double back on that one.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Really smart of me to do booking things after getting really high. And then I've got another show to do after this one. I'm going to write something down right now on this card.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, so I remember. I got to do the right one. All right. Are you going to do a dab, Carmen?
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Sorry to put so much pressure on you.
Thank you for giving me a while since I've done that.
You're going to do. Do you like movies? Do you go to lots of movies?
I do. Well, I date a movie nerd, so I have to.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Perfect. Miami, right, it'll go red while it's August 10th.
Whenever it's green, it's good to go.
Okay. Question mark. See if we can make this happen. I think we can.
I'm in.
Yeah, Carla Forrester.
Go for it up.
Where you gonna be, girl?
Carmen,
you're
good to go.
So I have a all-female comedy show that I do once a month at the Dojo of Comedy on Sunset. That's at 7038 Sunset Boulevard. Last Wednesday of every month, all-female lineup. Friend of your
Sunset
show, Jay Catapretta is the headliner. Jay
Catapretta
is the headliner this July 31st. Mm-hmm. I'll be there. Carmen's going to be on it.
Yeah, I'm going to be
pretty
there.
Soon.
Yes, I am.
So we look out for that. It's the last Wednesday of every month.
Last Wednesday every month at the Dojo.
Dojo Comedy.
Eskimo Sisters Show.
Eskimo Sisters Show, because it's all girls.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah.
Do you have a dude on every once in a while so that people will come?
The dude that we...
That was mean,
but it was honest.
You know what Eskimo Sisters means, right?
They fuck the same person.
Right. So the dude that we all fucked is the headliner. I'm just kidding. That's not true. But
that's a great idea.
I was stunned by that.
That was such a great idea, though.
No. We could, but we want the show to be funny, so we don't.
Yeah, I'd never get on it.
That's for you.
But I was just more hinting at, like, would you put a dude on?
Well, we
are you asking
ourselves.
For me?
I would stick
yes,
to it.
I'm the dude.
Only one time in the history of this show, maybe two, but I think one definite one, did someone come on here and just not smoke the entire time. And so I've really been strict about, please don't come on here and do that.
Yeah.
Just really come on and smoke.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a lot. It could be a little if you're not that into it. It's still fun to see a celebrity get kind of fucked up, you know?
So my show is like that, but you have to have a vagina.
Perfect.
So if you
I
don't,
will get one.
Then...
because what I am is determined. I see something I
Perfect
want
time
it.
To plug
I'm like
your
the JoJo
pussy
of comedy.
Sponsor. You know, we should get a pocket pussy sponsor, then you can plug that right there.
Okay. I'd plug a pocket pussy.
That's way funnier than you guys gave it credit. That's way funnier.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just for the ladies, I guess.
Double entendre.
Carlisle Forrester at Instagram, and good luck spelling it.
Jesus. It's just car and the first part of island.
It's like Isle of Carl.
Carl Isle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Carl if it was an entire island of Carl from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And when you get off the plane, the first thing you say is, Carl! Where's Carl?
At some point, let the kid go, man. He's not happy. Let him run away.
Wait, you haven't watched the show in a bit?
I haven't.
Carl is dead.
Yeah, but when he was alive.
When he was alive, yes. It was all the time about Carl.
Just leave him alone.
Oh, yeah. It was.
That's what dads do.
They worked really,
let him rebel, you
They worked
asshole.
Really hard to protect Carl. That's for damn sure. Our next show is July 30th at 3:15, where some of you are. 12:15 Pacific time, July 30th. Two great guests. You're going to get to meet them if you walk out of here slowly. If you race out of here, I don't know.
I'm not a racer.
Green means go. Did you like your dab, by the way?
Yes. It wasn't mean. Sometimes they're mean and then I don't like them back.
Yeah.
That's true. That's what's nice about these is that you can...
I just don't want to be bullied by smoke. Yeah. It's just rude.
You can regulate the temperature much nicer. It doesn't stay hot for as long. It's definitely the more convenient way to go.
It's like at every stage of doing a dab, I don't know if it's going to make me cough. Even at the very end. I'm like, am I going to cough? And this one, I'm still thinking I've got a cough coming, but it's not happening.
They sneak up on you. Is that something you should fight through?
Here it comes.
Will your lungs collapse at point?
I mean, I'd say just go ahead and cough. Cough it out.
Do you ever...
It gets you higher, dude.
It's like, you don't cough. You don't get it off.
Dude.
to get you higher.
You open up your lungs. I don't know.
I just cough just for fun sometimes.
I just like to take a big bong rip and then go, where's Carl? You know, it's funny. Laughing makes me cough a lot. Yeah, and so too. That's kind of a bad thing.
I get high,
super amused by things. I'm so amused all the time, and then it makes me cough. But I can live with it.
Why are these lighters numbered?
So we know which ones we lose.
Decide when one's missing or not.
Oh my God. That's such a high game to play. See? I knew it! You fucking bitch! You stole it!
Yeah. This one doesn't have a number on it, so did we permanently lose number one?
Wow.
Or did somebody just peel the one off this one? Or is it obvious this is number one?
I just want to point out, you know you've made it when you have a pipe of your own face.
I think
he didn't make that.
This is amazing.
You're pretty good, dude.
Look at this thing. And a joint holder that's got my little caricature on it.
Oh, that's so cute.
And
this one just says that
one has my name, at Doug Benson, my Twitter handle.
Love that.
People make you things. Sometimes they have likenesses of you that you do not want to see.
it's like
being chased around by a funhouse mirror.
It's just your face on a colostomy bag.
Or a magnifying glass. Well, thank you so much I feel so great about this episode because I'm not rushed here at the end to wrap it up because we have a rather hard out at the end. It's going to happen soon. But
they gotta get the real celebs in here now.
Usually I'm just banging through things. Don't you hate that feeling when a zit's just like, I'm almost there. I'm almost at the door. You can feel my presence. There you go. Does anybody else want another dab? I don't want to hold anybody up. Carla, I was gonna do another dab.
You know I want
to get one in
dab.
last second. Thank you, Taylor Rizzo.
Of course.
Uh-huh. The Dab Master.
Yeah.
Dab Master T.
Yes. We'll see you in the next show.
Take all nicknames.
What do you call it?
Even if they suck like that one.
The Patreon only show.
Because I appreciate the effort.
Oh my God.
Doing Doug with dabs. You can have another one too, Carmen, later.
Not now, though.